Katie, you're right. Matthew Boyd has a career ERA of 4.57 as opposed to Cobb 3.83. Their whips are almost identical, though. 1.282 for Boyd, 1.273 for Cobb, and their average WAR close 2.8 to 2.1. So it's just that Cobb was coming off an injury. That's not reason to give a guy $15 million, in my opinion.
No, I probably should have found a different pitcher altogether.
Yes.
And then Boyd was not going to, if they had brought Boyd back, I mean, like, I would have gone crazy. Would not have been happy about that. Okay. And then we would have been like, well, wait a minute. He's having an all-star year. He's been great this year. And he has been great this year. But he hasn't been great at any point in time during his career for half a season's worth.
Right. I mean, last year when he got traded at the deadline from the Tigers, yeah, he was with Cleveland last year, and he pitched in, what, 8 games? And it was 2.72 ERA. He was pretty good. In the playoffs, he was good. So he's figured something out the last two seasons.
Maybe. Maybe not. I would have preferred they got somebody other than Alex Cobb, I guess, is what I look at it. And yet, I was very happy that they got Jack Flaherty. So it was a secondary pitcher they're getting. And yet here they are 2 weeks before the trade deadline. And do they need a starting pitcher? I don't know if they need one, but I wouldn't be opposed if they did. It just adds and bolsters to the rotation. But when you get to the playoffs, you're not looking at a 4 or 5 man rotation. You're looking at a 3 man rotation.
Right.
So it changes dramatically in the playoffs. And then can one of these guys transition into the bullpen, which actually might be a good thing when you think about that. That if you're, let's just say for the sake of argument, Reese Olson comes out of the bullpen in October, you just made your bullpen better, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would think. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to that. We got some more ticket texts coming in at 248-539-9797. From Chevy in Detroit, I would classify these last four games as slightly alarming, especially in the bullpen. I'm not angry. I'm just slightly annoyed with how they played. Yeah, I was annoyed. I think that's a good way to put it. Parker Meadows sucks. Had 29 good games last year, and you all act like he's Ken Griffey Jr. No, I don't act like he's Ken Griffey Jr. at all. I think he's a player that I still think there's a very high ceiling for Parker Meadows. I think he's had some bad luck this year, and I think he's also struck out way too much. Stoney, you pointed out his strikeout rate's over 30%.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's not good at all. But what he did last year, the second stint after he was sent back down to the minors, and then when he came back from the minors, and then he had a slight injury and came back after that, this was a guy who hit over 300 for the team and hit with power and ran the bases awfully well and played a flawless center field. There's a lot to like. There's a lot to work with that. I'm not going to give up on Parker Meadows, but at the same time, I'm not opposed to sending him back to the minors to work on it.
This is a team that has World Series aspirations. Yeah. We're not sitting there waiting for players to develop just for the hell of it.
I sure hope that he is the center fielder for the next 5 years on this team. I really do. But if he's not, okay, let's find out, because the center fielder in waiting is now a AA. That's Max Clark.
Yes.
Who's another guy that plays a flawless center field, has ridiculous speed, and is now starting to find his power stroke as well. So there's a lot to look at with Max Clark. But look, there's big problems with this team, and there are little problems with this team. I think right now the biggest problem is the bullpen. It's been pronounced. Certainly over the weekend it was pronounced, to the point where it was my chump of the weekend, as the Tigers bullpen gave up 22 runs in 14 innings in the sweep by the Mariners. That's clearly not good. And if you want to vote on your champ and chump, please get those in as well. 248-539-9797. Look, we have some champ and chump votes coming in here. Champ Riley Green, chump Chase Lee needs to be in Toledo, and Matt Selinger needs to be called up. Selinger, another pitcher the Tigers have down there. If I can pull his numbers up quickly, he's pitched in 15 games this year, 22 innings, and he has 30 strikeouts in 22 innings, 10 walks during that time as well. His WHIP, walks plus hits per innings pitched, is right at one. It's 0.99. A 2.01 earned run average. And here's one of my favorite stats to look at is batting average against. 158. He's been devilishly good for Toledo. They have a couple arms at Toledo. Wouldn't mind seeing brought up in the second half. Seelinger is one of them. And Summers is the other one that I wouldn't mind seeing. He's pitched very well as well. Drew Summers, who's got a 2.21 earned run average, 28 strikeouts in 20 innings pitched, a 2.05 batting average against. So they have some options there, to be sure.
We just don't know how good they're going to be at the major league level.
Don't know. And I don't know much about those guys. I'm not going to blow smoke up your channel and say, oh, yeah, this is the answer. I don't know if they throw 99 miles an hour or if they throw all junk. I have no idea. But statistically, I would imagine with the higher strikeout rate like they do, they probably have a decent fastball. And the Tigers need to find some swing and miss pitchers to go at the back end of the bullpen.
Kaylee's had a rough month. I mean, he entered July with a 1.77 ERA, and right now at the All-Star break, it's at 4.50. He's had three outings where he did not register an out.
Yes, and in those three outings, he's given up 12 runs.
Yeah.
12 runs in three outings.
Mm-hmm.
No outs. Not good.
No.
Tigers are the champ for having the best record in baseball. The chump are these fans for overreacting to a bad series. I don't know how much overreaction we're getting. We're definitely getting a reaction out of it. And I think if the prevailing reaction is that they need to bolster the bullpen, it's hard to disagree with that because the bullpen has not been a strength for this team for the last, four, 6 weeks?
Right. Well, how are you overreacting? If you're sitting in there saying, oh, my God, we're going to lose the division because our bullpen, slight overreaction. Okay, you still lead by 11 and a half games. If you're sitting there saying, we don't think we can win the World Series with this bullpen, that's not an overreaction. I think that's freaking reality.
I don't know if it's I would say this. The way they played the first half of the first half of the season, the first quarter of the year, how's that? That bullpen looked great.
Yeah.
It was as good as a bullpen as you'll find. And now it isn't. So I don't know if I would make an absolute comment like that, but I would say this. Here's my absolute comment. I want them to add to the bullpen at the trade deadline. Steven Madison Heights, my champ. Grace Kim for winning the Evian Championship, which I believe is a major in the LPGA. It is. My chump, the freaking Tigers. I mean, now that could be the overreaction. If you're going to chump the Tigers as a whole, if you want to, I guess, again, it's a weekend vote, right? We do the chump and champ of the week.
Right.
And champ and chump of the week. It's fair enough. They lost four in a row. You want to name the Tigers overall as your chump. So maybe I'm slapping myself in the face for getting upset with somebody that wants to take that approach. But again, it is a weekly vote. It's not a season long. At this point, they are still 21 games above 500. It's not a chump worthy team.
No,
it's a very good baseball team that is going through a stretch right now. And now here's the All-Star break. Coming at a pretty good time for this team. Some guys have a chance to heal up and have healed up a little extra, like Kerry Carpenter, to get some extra days off, probably come back to this team at the end of the week. They got some guys that probably could use some time off. They played an awful lot of baseball to this point. And the Tigers actually might have played more baseball than just about every team because of they've made up a lot of these doubleheaders already. The schedule's been kind of crazy. Let's hope that that's the case. They just need some rest, they can get back at it. But they will be adding to this team, I have no doubt in my mind, over the next couple weeks. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Coming up at 12:05, Stoney, you and I talked about something before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody has gone through it as well. We'll get to that coming up at 12:05. Take more of your calls and texts next here on 97.1 The Ticket. It's great to see our teams in the D back to their winning ways, just like the team over at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield is making sure that the customers win on every deal, and the deals at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield are unbeatable. You start with the Equinox EV or the Blazer EV, only $248 a month. Chevy Trax, only $289 a month. The Chevy Trailblazer is just $299 a month. All these unbeatable payments are with just $999 down. That's taxes and fees included. There's no games, no gimmicks. It's just great winning deals for their customers. Need more money for your trade-in? Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has you covered. They treat trade-ins like a highly sought-after free agent. That's big money, right? Huge money for your trade, up to $2,000 more. And if you're paying too much for service, only to feel like you're in the cheap seats, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield will have you feeling like you're sitting right behind the dugout. Service is open every Saturday. Free loaner vehicles are available. There's no appointments necessary. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield will get you in and out quickly. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, 696 and Telegraph, or go to sarahchevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.